On Alabama Livestock News from the Southeast AgNet, there are only 2 days left of the 2010 Alabama legislative session. As Dr. Billy Powell with the Alabama Cattlemen's Association said, there is an interesting thing about this year's session.
Typically, the budgets don't pass to the late hours, but the House and Senate have passed both general fund and education budgets and sent them to the governor, so it's kind of a wide-open deal these last couple of days in passing bills, which is good because we've got a couple we're still trying to get passed, and it's bad because, gee, they can buy some other stuff, so we're going to have to watch it closely.
But Dr. Powell updates what is left for agriculture in this session.
The two or three bad bills that had been introduced, they will not pass. They are dead, and the bill that we have worked together with the Ag Coalition on animal welfare still has a chance to pass. The fertilizer bill that Alpha has been taking a lead on is still up and can pass. And the Family Farm Preservation Act that, again, the Farmers Federation has had the lead on, and poultry and the cattlemen have been supportive, has passed and been signed by the governor. So we're in shape to have a real good year at the State House.
The Alabama Cattlemen's Association will have a meeting next Tuesday with the county leaders and board members from across the state to make a last-minute push on those items with the legislature. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.